The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Barrientos, and Autumn Warren Connolly. Hey, girls. It's all girls today. It is all girls, yeah, because we've got Miriam Kalamian coming up, too. She is one of the leading nutrition consultants in the world about the ketogenic diet. So really interested in speaking with her again. Her book, Keto for Cancer, is a fabulous book, and she's got a really incredible personal story. Very sad, but, you know, also very touching, and she has learned a tremendous amount through that experience when she lost her son to cancer, to brain cancer, a few years ago. But she's going to be on the show today. So Diamond, I'm exhausted, and I haven't even started the week yet.
Why?
Because yesterday I went to White Rock Lake because it was so beautiful, the weather. I didn't have my kids all weekend. They're in Oklahoma. It's not spring break yet at OU. It is next week. And so anyway, so you know, I didn't quite know what to do with myself. And my friend said, hey, you want to go for a walk? And she and I used to walk together. In fact, she used to walk with me every night when I was pregnant with Nia to keep my, you know, my fitness level up and everything. But anyway, so we decided we were going to go to White Rock Lake. And anyway, and so we were just going to go for a couple of mile walk, like 3 or 4, maybe 5 miles. I ended up walking the whole lake completely.
You walked all of the
lake? Completely around the whole lake. The whole lake. It took us, I don't know, like almost 3 hours. And then I hadn't eaten before I left. I wasn't planning on it, so I didn't bring a water bottle, you know. And we started with like a walk through the woods and a climb up this hill. I almost said hill.
A hill.
This hill.
Anyway, see, I'm still giddy. I didn't take any painkillers or anything, but when I could barely walk when I got home last night, my legs were so tight.
I can't believe you guys did that on purpose. Me and my husband did it on complete accident because we didn't realize it was that big, and I was in so much pain the next day.
Oh my God! So you've done the same thing at White Rock?
On accident, yeah.
On accident. Well, you know, it didn't. It seemed, you know, we were probably at mile 3 or 4, and you know, I'm really funny like this. So I'll be, let's just do the whole thing, you know. Let's screw it. Let's just do the whole thing. That'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
And, go big or go home.
And so anyway, yeah, here I am. I took an Epsom salt bath last night. I had to pick my one right leg up to get into the tub because it was so lame just from overusage. I'm not kidding you. It was crazy. And then the wind, I never even thought about this. Have you ever been out in the wind so much without ear protection that your ears hurt?
Yes.
Okay. I haven't had that happen to me since I last went skiing, maybe, in upstate New York.
The wind was really bad, though.
The wind was incredible. That's another thing. We were fighting the wind, too. The wind was powerful yesterday. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah.
It was very powerful. So my ears were aching last night when I went to sleep. So when I didn't sleep real well either. You would think after that kind of exhaustion, I would sleep like a baby, but no.
Your body's in shock.
And I even took, well, you know, and I exercise regularly. I do, but I haven't done something like that in a while where it's, I mean, 10 miles, that's a long way to walk.
Trail walking is a lot bigger deal. It uses a lot of muscles you don't use.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I was in my, I actually wore my Zero shoes, which is like being barefoot, that I got in Austin last year at the Paleo FX. But I'm so glad that we completed it because I got to tell you, like, we were thinking about calling an Uber at like mile 6 or 7.
That's what I would have done.
Because I had my phone with me and I'm like, well, you know, there was one point where, you know what I'm talking about? Where that, you know the lake well, Avi, like I do, because so many of our school
functions
revolve around White Rock Lake because it's White Rock Montessori. And so anyway, at one point there was an address 722, like West Lothar or something like that, where there
by
was
the boats.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And I thought, oh, this maybe would be a good place to call an Uber because then they would know where to come. But then, and then, so Liz was like, oh, it's only a couple more miles, I think. I'm like, yeah, I think it is. I don't know for sure. I'm guessing two or three. And anyway, we just kept on walking and we completed it. So there's a message, a good message in there somewhere, right? Yeah,
perseverance.
Well, that's me, Miss Perseverance. You know, I rarely give up on anything, and I really don't think I've ever given up on anything, not 100%, not completely,
yeah,
like secretly
good.
In my own mind. Even in my failures, I still have hope, you know?
Yeah, I think that's a big difference between some people, you know, the ability to keep on keeping on or to give up when it gets rough.
But I was dying laughing because I was walking like peg-legged, I swear to you, like this. I'll do it. You guys can talk.
Oh, no. I'm nervous.
A little waddle.
That's great.
Oh my gosh.
So did you have your stick?
I did. Oh, that's right. I told you I had a stick. So, you know, I'm afraid of snakes. Okay. So, when I've been at White Rock two times over the last, I don't know, 5 years, I've seen a water moccasin. One time when I was picking up garbage for like a, you know, just a community effort to clean up the lake, I saw a water moccasin. I was like, oh my gosh.
Are those poisonous?
As hell. Yes, they are. They really are. And then the other time was when I was rowing. Remember I told you guys I saw a snake when I was rowing like about a year ago? And so the first thing I did when we went down the trail, because I said to my friend, I said, you know, there's a lot of water on this trail. We could see a snake. So I picked up a nice big stick. So when I was climbing up this big hill, they had a lot of rocks on it and stuff. I had to put down the stick in order to get up because I was down on all fours, like trying to get up the hill. That was even before we walked the 10 miles. So it's like, oh my gosh, what have I got myself into?
It was the warm up.
Yeah, but you know what? Beautiful weather here in Dallas over the weekend, and it felt so good. I don't even know how to describe how good it felt to do that, to push your body to the limits.
Yeah, I think you're supposed to do that every now and then.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a nice reset. It gets everything kind of functioning at its optimal performance, like
yeah.
to keep you alive.
Well, so then guess what I did? So then we went to this, this fish and chips place, and I went to a package store because you can bring your own stuff, and I brought some of the pineapple cider because I didn't bring any water, so I downed like two beers in like 10 minutes.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, who needs water?
And then had fish and chips. No, and I felt completely guiltless.
Yeah,
you know?
That is. That's
then I went home and just collapsed in the bathtub. So
I
oh
support
my gosh.
Everything that happened. I like that day. It sounds like a good day.
Well, it does. And you know, we're talking about cutting down on animal products. You know, I really felt like my body needed some protein, and there was no like vegan restaurants around or anything. There wasn't a lot of choices.
Yeah.
But gosh, was it good. There's nothing that pleases me more. That would be like my last meal is fish and chips,
sure.
I think.
Yeah, maybe it was kind of like your last meal after the walk. That's what your body was thinking. It's like, let's give it our all.
Well, you're going to be talking about easy ways to cut down on the amount of animal products that you consume. And that doesn't mean that we want you to become a vegan. We're not pushing any of that. Or vegetarian, whatever. Maybe a pescatarian would be nice. That's
if nothing
like,
else, it's cheaper.
It is cheaper.
Yeah, save some money, people.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we're going to be talking all about that. And like I said, Maria Kalamian is coming up. And she is an expert in keto nutrition and many other things. So everyone, we've got a great show coming up. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. When I go out. Yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man. Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Let me introduce you to our newest sponsor, the H Hemp Company. Did you know that you have an endocannabinoid system that helps your body's immune, central nervous, and digestive systems maintain functional balance? The H Hemp Company has products to feed your body with phytocannabinoids to help reduce mild anxiety and exercise-induced inflammation with products like minty breath spray, soothing body balms, and amazing hemp-infused oils, all with 100% non-GMO. non-GMO, all natural made ingredients. Use the code OLR to get 20% off your first order. Search for the H-Ham Company and use the code OLR to get 20% off your first order.
If you or someone you know suffers from any of the following ailments, heartburn, bloating, cramping, gassiness, or constipation, these could be the signs of digestive enzyme deficiency, which means poor digestion and absorption of nutrients. Our overly processed food supply puts a strain on our digestive system. And if you're trying to eat raw and healthy, well, that too can create problems if your gut is off balance. That's why something so simple and useful as Sun Warrior Enzymes can help correct some of these problems. You can learn more at sunwarrior.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
It's time to turn back to nature and the wonderful plants that capture solar energy in a near magical way and then offer it to us so freely. Join Sun Warrior in our mission to renew ourselves, our minds, our bodies, and our world. Together, we can truly transform the planet one warrior at a time. Visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, I'm Eli Roth for PETA. While violence in the movies is make-believe, sadly, violence against animals is all too real. Countless animals are tortured and abused every day, and most of the time, these crimes go unreported. If you know of someone who is abusing an animal, please tell the police or tell an adult. People who get away with hurting animals often turn their violence against people, and that's a cycle we need to break. So let's leave the violence where it belongs, on the screen.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Barrientos. I have Autumn Warren Connolly in studio with me, and I have Miriam Kalamian. She is a nutrition consultant, educator, and author specializing in therapeutic ketogenic therapy. She is a leading voice in the keto movement, coming to it from an intensely personal experience as with her young son, Rafi, who was diagnosed with brain cancer in 2004. In an awesome turn of events, Rafi's tumor stopped growing shortly after starting a medically supervised ketogenic diet. That was also a turning point in Miriam's life. And by 2010, she had earned her master's degree in human nutrition and was a board certified practitioner. And we're so lucky to have her on the show. I love this woman. She's a wealth of information about the ketogenic diet. Miriam, welcome back.
Hi, Bernadette. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, it's so good to have you back. And I'm looking at your book, Keto for Cancer, Ketogenic Metabolic Therapy as a Targeted Nutritional Strategy. And the foreword is by Thomas Seyfried, who's also been on the show before. He's a PhD, for those of you that had never heard that broadcast. But incredible information, so much that people want to know. So today we're talking about self-advocacy and advocacy for a loved one. So, you know, let's start with this. What does it mean to be an empowered self-advocate?
Well, Bernadette, if you look in the past, people had to take charge of their health. We didn't have the options we had today.
Right.
We didn't have the medications. We didn't even have the surgical techniques. We didn't have anything. So people were self-reliant. They depended on their circle of friends at times when they're sick. Yeah, and some of that has carried over in certain parts of our medical community, but not the conventional medical community. Now it's just you go in, you listen to, you know, what they've concluded about your health or a diagnosis that they're going to hand you, and then they expect you to sort of go sit on the bench.
Yeah.
And wait for, you know, here's your care protocol. And, you know, in cancer, that's even so much more intensive because they have all these algorithms to figure out which chemotherapies and in which sequence.
Right. And your story is a fascinating one. It's a heartbreaking one, which led you to this incredible science that you have uncovered, and you are an advocate for the ketogenic diet. And so many people are starting to learn about it and the problems with the American diet, especially the American diet. But, you know, I just think it's so powerful, the knowledge that you have. So let's talk about this. Let's for the people out there listening, what do you mean when you say you've got to get into the game?
Well, getting into the game, instead of sitting on that bench that I just mentioned, too uh-huh. many of us have accepted our role as a spectator in our own health care. So it's like we have this right to be in the game. It's not and so if you're working with a team of people and they're don't seem real responsive to having you be a part of your own health care, then, you know, I suggest looking around. I always suggest second opinions. And no matter how authoritative and how perfect it sounds or what kind of a big deal center you're at, it's always good to get another set of eyes looking at your paperwork. And self-advocacy, Bernadette, so many people, like I see this with my sister, and, you know, it's so sad. Her idea of advocating for her husband right now is just to, you know, keep the paperwork in a binder and, you know, and be sure to ask questions related to the tests that he have or what's coming up. But, you know, those are procedural things. And to take charge of our own health, we have to dig deeper. We have to go underneath all of that surface stuff and figure it out what it is that we need to do, you know, what contributions we can make towards maintaining our own health or the health of a loved one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, I mean, I came up against that with my son, Rafi, all the time.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking of my sister who passed away about a year and a half ago. Her diet was horrible. She got colon cancer. She was smart, but she wouldn't, you know, you get so fearful when you get that cancer diagnosis.
Right.
And the same happened to my best friend about 6 months ago. And it's really, it's very funny, not funny, but what do I want to say? It's incredibly... gosh, like there's so many thoughts going through my head. She went through so much, and I feel like the establishment, the medical community, if you will, used her as a guinea pig to try all these different experimental drugs and to fight cancer, and at the same time told her that you couldn't do other things. You had to follow everything that they said.
That's the dangerous part of it, Bernadette.
Right.
It's one thing to lay everything out and tell somebody, these are your options. But so many people come to me and they say, well, my doctor said I can't do this, or my doctor said I have to do that. Believe me, there is no cancer have-tos. They can choose not to be your doctor, but I can tell you there's a lot, and it's increasing all the time, there's a lot more like integrative practitioners, you know, really curious and skillful people who can be a part of your team. So if, you know, you're in the game, you've got a team. Unfortunately, you've got to cobble it together on your own at this point. It's not like you can go somewhere and get, you know, these alternatives. You know, and I'm working with the Care Oncology Group in South Dakota, sending people their way. And then there's a couple of integrative oncologists and naturopathic doctors. And so, you know, it's all over the country. But the good news there is right now, you know, we could do so much more online than we could, than, you know, just telehealth, telemedicine, telenutrition.
Mm-hmm.
All of that can happen. I have a client later today from New Zealand. I had one this weekend from the UK.
Wow.
So, you know, we can pull these teams together, but support. People thrive when they feel supported.
Yeah, well, they do. They absolutely do. And, you know, and my dear friend Ines that passed away, I have to say, you know, if I had to re-examine and look at the whole history of what they did right, what they did wrong, I remember the last time she got the last chemotherapy treatment, and it was like watching someone pour poison on a healthy plant, because she was getting better. She was getting better. She was using like a kind of like the Mediterranean or the ketogenic diet, very clean eating, very good eating. I actually provided a lot of her food and a lot of her supplements, but medical marijuana, that was another thing that was shrinking the tumors, but of course they couldn't tell the doctors that.
Well, why not tell the doctors?
Exactly.
I don't think you'd have to confront doctors, but I think you need to keep them informed. And it really worries me when somebody says that they're afraid to tell their doctor something.
Well, in the state of Texas, you know, it's not legal. And so here's...
Oh, about the cannabis, well, yeah.
Yeah, the THC. And so, you know, here she is facing cancer, facing death, having the fear of that, and then the fear of the doctors finding out that she was supplementing with THC on top of it, you know. And it just doesn't seem right to me that especially medical marijuana is not legal in every state in our nation. I just don't understand it.
The reason why it's not is because if it's classification. But you can get cannabinoids based from hemp in every state. That's legal.
Right.
I have a lot of I did a TED Talk. I don't think I told you this. I did a TED Talk. It finally got uploaded last week, and it's all about advocacy. And it's all about, you know, the tipping point that we're heading towards in order so that we can look at these combination therapies and not look at them as an either-or, but look at combining the best of both worlds into, you know, an individualized protocol and not
right.
the kind of individualized that they talk about where they're looking at a cancer mutation and trying to target the mutation. I'm talking about targeting the whole body. You know, what does your body need to bring it back into balance?
Mm-hmm. It's just, it's a shame. And, you know, it's the politics that are out there. You know, the DEA needs to change the schedule, marijuana to like a Schedule 3 or 4, whatever it is. It's a Schedule 1 drug right now, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, and especially if... I just don't understand the ignorance of why we can't overcome this, the control that the government wants over all these drugs that absolutely have benefits for all humans. And it just seems so crazy to me.
Right. And that Care Oncology Protocol that I was talking about, that's like four drugs that were approved by the FDA a bazillion years ago. And they're all like repurposed as anti-cancer drugs in a combination therapy.
Yeah.
So why not? Why not look beyond that too to some things that haven't? That, you know, there are some botanicals that could be incorporated into
mm-hmm.
it. You look at like something like curcumin for colon cancer. I wish your sister had known about that. So you know, there are some anti-cancer benefits to a lot of this. You know, this potential of combining therapies. They did it in HIV/AIDS. They did that. And
right.
You know where that came from? That came from people and some really dedicated medical professionals that pushed this past the tipping point. They got their combination therapy rather than this testing one drug at a time, which was just failing these people. They were dying.
Yeah. Well, and you talk about, and I did watch your TED Talk. It was amazing, by the way.
Oh,
you did such a great job. Very passionate and so practical, all of your advice. You know, when I think about CBD oil, I think of a little, there's so many children that their lives have technically been saved. You know that epilepsy kills 50,000 children a year. I believe that's what the current statistic is. At least it was a couple of years ago. And here we have CBD oil, which shuts down, seizures and epilepsy. And only now in the last, year has it become legal in all 50 states? And we need more of that. We need more of opening our minds to these natural health alternatives like the ketogenic diet, like medical marijuana, like CBD oil, turmeric.
I have to tell you something pretty exciting. You know, last time I talked to you, I said how excited I was about Memorial Sloan Kettering if they didn't mess this up,
yeah.
Starting that trial for endometrial cancer. Well, I heard from somebody, she's not even a client. She just emailed me. I thought she'd read my book, thought you'd like to know this. I was at Memorial Sloan Kettering getting my chemo infusion, and I asked about the ketogenic diet, and the doctor said, you're the fourth person to ask me about that today. So
wow.
even if the trial doesn't really go anywhere, you know, I think it's too limited in a lot of ways. The fact that Memorial Sloan Kettering is now not just blanket telling people, oh, you know, no, it's dangerous, it, you know, it can be harmful. You know, they're not just making stuff up anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's not, even if that doctor's not going to go and like read up on it the way that a patient might want to read up on it, at least what that person didn't hear was, you know, that kind of pushback.
Right.
Of, well, no, there's no evidence for it. Because if it's coming out of Memorial Sloan Kettering and you're a doctor within the system, you're not as likely to come out with something like that. So that's, you know, if there's no other benefit to that trial, that's what I see as a turning point. Not the tipping point, but a turning point.
Right. And we're almost out of time, but real quickly, what are some of the quick examples of pushbacks that you may face when facing a cancer diagnosis?
Oh, it's diet doesn't matter, eat what you want. And I say, as I said before, green light, go ahead, eat what you want, ketogenic. Or there's no evidence. And it's like, well, there's evidence in pediatric epilepsy, but doctors don't follow a new protocol because of that. They don't change their drug, their drug recommendations based on that. So even if they had a mound of evidence, they are still likely to just rely on the things that are comfortable and protective for them, and that's chemotherapy. They're trying to do good. You know, oncologists aren't devious people. They're trying to do good.
Right.
But they're just going about it in a flawed way.
Well, they're going by how they were trained.
They were trained.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, they need retrained.
Yes, so, I agree.
It was such a pleasure always to have you on. I love your book, Keto for Cancer, The Ketogenic Metabolic Therapy as a Targeted Nutritional Strategy. And you know what? One thing that you can feel really awesome about is that you're going to save a lot of people with this book. You really are.
Oh, thank you, Bernadette. That means something.
Well,
that's
it does.
Exactly what I want to see happen.
Well, and I'm going to get your website out there so that everybody can find you. It's dietarytherapies.com. That's www.dietarytherapies.com. Love having you on the show, Miriam.
Just one last thing. It's about my TED Talk.
Yes.
If you look up YouTube, Miriam Kalamian, Advocating for a Ketogenic Diet, please watch and share.
Yes, absolutely. And we'll put it out on all of our social media as well.
Thank you, Bernadette.
All right, everyone. Stay tuned. We've got a great show continuing on. You're listening to One Life Radio. Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Earth Day returns to Fair Park here in Dallas, Texas, April 20th through the 22nd, presented by EarthX, the world's largest environmental experience. Featuring over 800 green exhibitors, expert speakers, interactive virtual reality programming, and a film festival. Plus a tiny house village, outdoor adventure zone, green auto show, and more. EarthX brings people and organizations together to find solutions for a more sustainable future and planet. Change happens here. For more information, go to earthx.org. That's earthx.org. Hope to see you there.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Barrientos, and Autumn Warren Connolly. She is a self-taught vegan cook, mom of two, researcher of all natural remedies, animal lover. She teaches a free meditation and yoga classes, and she has written a children's book. She's also the inventor of Ether Elixir, one of my favorite products that I use to get my probiotics, y'all. You can find her at probioticsy'all.com. Today, we're talking about easy ways to cut down on the amount of animal products you consume. You're a self-taught vegan cook, as I already said. So what's a staple in a vegan refrigerator?
A staple I think all vegans need to have are soaked cashews. That simply means cashews that you cover with water, enough water to have them all submerged, put a airtight lid on them,
good water,
in the refrigerator.
Not fluoridated
That's
water.
That's right.
Which healthy, we're hoping to talk
water.
About a little bit later in the show. I bought my nut bag.
Yeah.
I think I actually have two nut bags in my drawer. I've never used either one of them. And so tell me how to start. So you got to soak the nuts, okay?
Well, with cashews, you don't even need a nut bag.
Oh,
with
you cashew- don't?
No.
So what's the nut bag for?
The nut bag is for more...
I love saying nut bag.
It's for more stiff nuts.
For stiffer nuts? Is that
That's
what you
right.
said? Like almonds?
That's right. Like almonds.
Almonds
because
are stiff nuts.
They
okay.
are because they don't break down as much in water. They don't absorb as much water. So there's going to be pulp and there's going to be liquid that comes out of them. With cashews, okay. the whole thing will blend up into an ooey, gooey, creamy, wonderfulness.
Really?
Yeah.
And so that's what they use to make the vegan cheese and everything, right?
A lot of times, yeah. But if you go to vegan restaurants, usually they cut it, you know, because cashews aren't very cheap. And so they'll cut it with other stuff, with maybe some thickeners or some like a guar gum or something like that, and nutritional yeast. But you can make really, really delicious dairy-seeming foods at home using a very little bit of cashews. Like to make your own homemade cashew milk that you can just have in your refrigerator
yeah.
and pour it out for a half gallon, 64 ounces, you really only need about a third a cup of soaked cashews. And a third a cup of soaked cashews, right. And a third a cup of soaked cashews is really only about, it's really only about a quarter cup, a little bit, a quarter cup plus of dry cashew. Very few.
So you start out with a third a cup of cashews and you soak them in how much water?
Just enough to cover them.
Just enough to cover mm-hmm. them. And then they sprout.
They don't sprout. They just get fatter, like a sponge.
They
absorb
up.
The water, and it makes their meat really, really soft.
Okay.
So that then you can blend them up in a blender. And depending on the amount of water you add, you can make it thicker, thinner, thinner for like a salad dressing, thicker for like a cream sort of thing, and really, really thick for like a cream cheese sort of thing or a yogurt or something like that.
Wow. Did you guys know this? Have you ever thought about it? Ever done it?
No.
Nope.
No.
So if you look up vegan recipes, a lot of them will say, and 1/3 cup soaked cashews. But if you don't have the cashews
vegan
already
recipes,
soaked,
even for me, are somewhat intimidating. And I probably just, it's a practice makes perfect kind of thing.
Yeah, I would say that, I mean, don't be too dogmatic about it. You can pretty much take something basic like the cashews blended with water, and a lot of those recipes are easily available online. Perfect that one thing, and then you can extrapolate it across a myriad of regular recipes. So, you don't have to.
So starting out making your own cashew milk would be a great place to start. You just soak the cashews and then blend them up with water.
Then you could add in a sweetener. Sometimes I'll add in a little bit of maple syrup, a little pinch of salt. Sometimes I add in like a dash of cocoa powder, a dash of cinnamon, or some vanilla extract. And then sometimes I just leave it plain. That way, if I need it for baking or something, I just have like a little pint of plain milk in my refrigerator.
And cashews are I mean, you think that they were my dad's favorite nut. We always had cashews in the house. My father loved cashews. Mm-hmm. I used to get them for him for Father's Day. Almost every single year, like just a real good, you know, the deluxe ones.
Yes. Fancy cashews.
But yeah, are they good for you to eat like all the time?
Can you develop
like a food allergy if you eat too much of them?
I don't think too many people are actually allergic to cashews. They're not actually really a nut. And a cashew actually comes from a thing that kind of looks like a cross between an apple and like a bell pepper. It's actually grown inside of the fruit. So it's a little bit different. And then by taking them and soaking them, you'll notice that the water you drain out from the soaking has kind of this grayish, oily appearance to it. And you've sort of washed away a lot of what would be considered anti-nutrients that are contained within it. So soaking them makes them a lot healthier, as well as, you know, allowing them to get a creamier consistency in what you're making.
So, and go over this again. So where do cashews come from?
It's called a cashew apple. It looks like a bell pepper / apple thingy that grows on a tree, and there's literally one cashew like ensconced in the middle of the apple.
What did they do with the rest of it?
I don't know. You know, I think there.
And how did they discover that? How did they discover that? I guess if you're hungry, you're going to be hunting for some stuff to eat, right?
I would think that you could eat the cashew apple part, but I don't know. I did intend to look it up one time, but I don't think I ever did, or if I did, I've forgotten it. But, you know.
So you got this big apple with one nut in the middle.
Yeah, it seems a little wasteful.
Oh, my. Yeah. Like, seriously, what are we doing? So what do we do with the rest of that? Nobody knows.
I don't know. Maybe they feed it to animals or something.
I'm going to find out.
Yeah, let's
find out. I'm curious. I'm very curious. Okay, so
too.
What are some other like staples of a vegan diet? What you would find in your refrigerator?
Okay, the next thing is going to be flaxseed eggs. So people always ask me, you know, they're like, oh, you're vegan. Do you eat eggs? You know, like everybody's burning question is, you still eating eggs? And my answer is actually, yeah, I do eat eggs sometimes in a baked good or whatever, because I try not to be super weird about it when I'm out of my home. And because I raise my own chickens, and occasionally if I'm in a pinch or want something to be a particular way, I'll use one of their eggs for something.
Yeah.
But as a rule, I don't really eat many eggs, and it's not necessary. Using a flaxseed egg is tremendously cheaper than buying eggs that are pasture raised.
Flaxseed egg? Now, see, you're taking me deep out into the ocean. Yeah,
but
I'm
it's
going
not.
Deep
okay.
into the water here.
So
okay.
I think we know what flaxseed is. So when you take flaxseed, ground up flaxseed, okay, so it's like a powdery substance.
Yeah, yeah.
Take one tablespoon, put it in a measuring cup, like one little tablespoon, put it in there, then put 3 tablespoons of water in with that flaxseed, ground flaxseed, stir it all up, let it set for 5 minutes, and it becomes gooey. Really? There is a gooey substance that is extracted from the flaxseed. It's probably something that's in there to kind of help the, you know, the seeds germinate. So it becomes very egg-like consistency, and it will bind the baked good that you're using. So,
oh, wow.
It works in nearly anything. I mean, I'll make banana bread with it. I'll make yeast rising bread with it. I'll make pancakes with it. I'll make cookies with it.
Well, and flaxseed is so healthy for you. It's got all the omegas in it.
Right. Similar to an egg.
It has very similar
properties to an egg. And it's then you just keep a bag of flaxseed in your refrigerator. Trader Joe's actually has great organic ground flaxseed that I generally buy. I've got it in my refrigerator. And then you're not having to run to the store and look for eggs or whatever. It's just kind of always there. It's like, become your eggs have become a pantry staple more so than like a refrigerator thing. You can just kind of always have them on hand.
And baking, I love this. I love this. Are you guys enjoying this? I mean,
fascinating.
I want to try.
I want to try. I really do.
It's really nice. The only thing that I come into that will get weird with the flaxseed eggs is it does leave little brown flecks, which I like. But like if I'm making like a yellow cake or something like that, you know, my kids will be like, what is this?
Yeah.
Have you made our cake healthy?
It's something that's good for you. Yes. Yes, we did. I did. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So lots more coming up. We're going to be talking about fluoridated water as well. Autumn was watching a documentary. And I've read a lot about it, too. I wish they would take it out of our water. I don't think it's any good, but we'll let you decide. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Earth Day returns to Fair Park here in Dallas, Texas, April 20th through the 22nd, presented by EarthX, the world's largest environmental experience. Featuring over 800 green exhibitors, expert speakers, interactive virtual reality programming, and a film festival, plus a tiny house village, outdoor adventure zone, green auto show, and more. EarthX brings people and organizations together to find solutions for a more sustainable future and planet. Change happens here. For more information, go to earthx.org. That's earthx.org. Hope to see you there.
If you've been searching for someone that makes an all-natural, completely plant-based raw multivitamin, then give Sun Warrior a try. Sun Warrior is packed with minerals, phytonutrients, enzymes, and antioxidants. And here's the best part. Made without synthetic ingredients, chemicals, non-GMO, binders, or fillers. Sun Warrior vitamins are available in either men's or women's formula. To order or for more information, please go online to sunwarrior.com and get ready to unleash your inner warrior.
Hey, have you ever tried hemp oil? I love how H Hemp Company products make me feel relaxed and yet present. I'm fully functional when I take H Hemp products, but I feel calmer and better able to deal with daily stress. It's amazing. H Hemp Company products help me naturally manage my anxiety and stress. I feel great and I can attack my day with focus. I encourage you to try it. Search for the H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hey, it's Bernadette. March is National Colon Cancer Awareness Month, and Squatty Potty is proud to help destigmatize the taboo of potty talk. The modern-day toilet is convenient, but it has one major fault. It requires us to sit. Studies show that the natural squat position improves our ability to eliminate. Stay tuned throughout the month for offers and initiatives from Squatty Potty as they do their part to help fight against colon cancer. Visit them at SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem, Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, and immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Barrientos, and Autumn Warren Connolly. All things Autumn. I love this girl. She's so brilliant. Her mind, you wouldn't believe what we were just talking about. Can't talk about it on the radio, though, because we would be shut down.
Yes.
Absolutely. But I'm going to try to get the doctor on the show that we were just talking about.
Oh, that would be cool. I want to be here that day.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, really, it's a shame that more people don't know what you just told me.
Oh, of course.
But anyway, but that's what One Life Radio is all about, is really trying to get to the bottom of things, seek the truth about you know, our nutrition, our wellness, everything that matters in the world, our children. You heard, you know, Miriam Kalamian, her book, Keto for Cancer. She was just on a few minutes ago. Incredible book. Anyone out there fighting cancer, I highly recommend this book. I do. And she worked with Dr. Thomas Seyfried. He's a PhD on this book. He actually wrote the foreword, and he is an incredible scientist. He has been on the show before. And so today we're talking about easy ways to cut down on the amount of animal products that you consume. So we were talking about all the nuts and the nut bag and the cashews, mm-hmm, and then the flaxseed as a replacement for eggs. And you gave a really good explanation. And it's easy to have a bag on hand at all times.
Yeah, so if you've got a bag of cashews in your pantry and a bag of flaxseed in your pantry, you can pretty much bake anything, and you don't need to run to the store for a perishable item like milk or eggs.
Yeah,
you just have it on hand all the time.
That's pretty cool. It really is.
Cool.
It's going to go in my, what's the name of that bag that... that Daniel and
you're like emergency bag
and Stephanie were talking about, like their 3-day go-to bag, yeah, in their car to like save their lives.
Yeah, for sure. It should definitely be a go-to
happens.
Bag.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. And so what's it called? There's
like a doomsday bag or something?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, we're going to be talking about it actually in the next couple of weeks. It's fascinating to me how they are off the charts like
preppers.
Crazy about that. They're preppers,
yeah,
on steroids. Okay, so what's the one thing that you do every week to have a hearty meal? Like, what do you do? What do you do to make a real hearty meal for you and your family?
For me, it's potatoes. And I would say that a lot of people, you know, they're scared of the potato, the starch, the carbs,
okay,
the whatever. But honestly, a potato is really, it's in other countries, the word potato in Dutch translates in English to apple of the earth. And it's very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Potatoes contain a tremendous amount of nutrients. And just the fact that they do have higher carbohydrate levels or higher starch levels, they make up for it in the fiber content and in the other minerals that they bring to the table. So a lot of people, when they think about eating a plant-based diet, they think, you know, oh, you know, it's not satiating enough. I don't feel full. I don't feel as though I've eaten something, you know, heavy and, you know, hearty. And potatoes, for me, are really the fix. And for a lot of people that I've kind of coached on the way to eating a more plant-based diet, they have been. So what I'll take is I'll take a big bag of potatoes, you know, like I don't know how much they weigh, but just the general large bag of potatoes. And sometimes I'll try to alternate it based on the week. I'll do red potatoes. I'll do sweet potatoes, I'll do yams, I'll do yellow potatoes or russet potatoes. And what I do is I just wash them all and in the sink, just let them sit for a little bit and scrub any dirt off of them. And then I don't do anything to the outsides, but I put them in a big aluminum like turkey pan and bake them at 450 for 30 minutes in the morning. Then just turn off the oven after that 30 minutes and let them sit in there all day, and they kind of slow bake the rest mm-hmm. of the day. And then I stick them all in. I stick them all in a bag and stick them in the refrigerator. And then I have an instant baked potato for all kinds of things. I mean, nice. You could obviously just have a baked potato with it, but a lot of times for breakfast in the morning, I'll feed my kids what they call French fries. I cut a potato up to where it looks kind of like French fries, and I sear it in a skillet and I serve it with steamed broccoli. I'll cube them up and make croutons. I'll put a little chickpea flour or some, you know, gluten-free rice flour or something on the outside, and I'll sear them in the skillet, and it'll be croutons on top of a regular salad.
Oh, nice.
So that then you're eating primarily.
You want to come over and cook today for the staff meeting? Because I'm not sure what I'm cooking yet, and I'm kind of in a dilemma.
But you can do all kinds of stuff with potatoes, and it's a really quick way to make a fast meal that satiates everybody.
Well, you know, you talked about potatoes, and it made me think, and I've been carrying this book with me daily for a couple of months now. It's called Medical Medium, Life-Changing Foods, Save Yourself and the Ones You Love with the Hidden Healing Powers of Fruits and Vegetables by Anthony William. He's an incredible doctor. He's out of California, but he covers potatoes because potatoes are like one of my favorite things.
Yeah, I got
love
a great
potatoes.
Sweet potato recipe from that book.
Yeah, I actually have some great recipes that include sweet potatoes as well. But, you know, the potatoes have gotten a bad rap, and I'm going to read a little bit out of here. It says, was there ever a time maybe in your childhood when you got in trouble for someone else's mischief, when you were judged as guilty by association? It says, then you understand the plight of the potato. That potatoes have gotten a bad rap for far too long as victims of the war on foods, mistakenly categorized as disease producing. So potatoes have been blamed for ills they have never caused. Potatoes are wrongly accused of contributing to obesity, diabetes, cancer, candida, overgrowth, and many other conditions, while in truth, these miraculous tubers can reverse these illnesses. That's right. It says potatoes are actually good for people with diabetes because they help stabilize blood sugar.
Right.
And it says one common misconception is that potatoes are poisonous because they're nightshades. Potatoes, tomatoes, eggplants, and other edible nightshades do not aggravate conditions such as arthritis. So you can put aside the worry about potatoes being inflammatory as well. And it says that we should also be careful not to lump potatoes in with the fear of grains and processed foods. If you're avoiding white foods such as white rice, white flour, white sugar, and dairy products. And then it goes on to talk about conditions. And it says, if you have any of the following conditions, try bringing potatoes into your life. Okay. Heart disease, colon cancer, breast cancer, pancreatic cancer, prostate cancer, liver disease, liver cancer, kidney disease, kidney cancer, hypoglycemia, diabetes, obesity. And it goes on and on. Bacterial overgrowth, Hashimoto's. Is that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hashimoto's. Low productive system batteries, herpes, endometriosis. I could go on and on and on. But so the potato's all right.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
The potatoes are all right.
It's good stuff. You know, people think of it as being one of the white foods that you should avoid, but the truth is the white foods you should avoid, they've been processed. Something's been removed from them. Nothing's been removed from a potato. It's just you eat it the way that nature intended it to be eaten. So, yeah. I mean, it doesn't count as a white food. It may just happen to be white.
Well, and listen, so it has emotional support too. So potatoes offer us foundation and strength when we're feeling blurred, dizzy, foggy, troubled, or adrift in our lives. If your ego is consuming you, potatoes can tap into the humble confidence within, overriding the toxic emotions that keep you from succeeding in the areas of life that truly matter. Potatoes reorient us, help us to feel pleased and gratified by our experiences, and guide us to make choices not based on ego, but out of true grounding and stability. I love that.
Yeah.
Do you see why I love this book? Like, I'm obsessed with this book.
Yeah, I'm feeling really good about my potato
eating
choices. I know.
I'm like, everybody, potatoes tonight for dinner. Oh, and Diamond has a question. What were you going to say?
Yeah, I just want to know, Autumn, when does it cross the line into, like, French fry category? For example, if I wanted to make home fries or something similar, mm-hmm. Is that too bad?
No, I don't think that that's bad at all. I mean, it, use a good oil that can withstand a high heat, you know, and don't go crazy with it. I make my kids French fries probably two or three times a week. And like I said, oftentimes for breakfast. But what I do is I use an oil, either a coconut oil right. or an avocado oil, something that can withstand a really high heat on a skillet. And then I don't soak the potatoes in the oil like you would like a French fry at a fast food place. But instead, I'm searing them. I'm right. using hot oil in a hot pan to make an edge on them. And then I turn them. Is you kind of just don't want to touch them. You want to leave them in the skillet, let them sit until you can see like a golden brown edge on them, and then flip them one more time and leave them again.
Yeah. So not McDonald's fries. Yeah. But the way she talked about it, that's why when I was like, oh no, because I don't want people to think that eating French fries is good for them. It's really not.
No.
And you
no.
have to use good oil. And,
yes.
And
good
most
oil.
Places don't. They use cheap
the worst
vegetable.
Oil
yeah, absolutely. Or what's another really bad one that they use?
That peanut oil.
It's yeah, but. They're not using good oil because it's too expensive.
Yes.
You know, it's just very expensive.
And it ought to be thrown out after each use, which yeah. very few restaurants oh, throw it out after.
No one,
each
I just
use.
Guarantee you, no one's
right.
doing that. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you're destroying the molecular
They actually
structure.
Put cleaner in there to clean the oil and filter it. I remember very well when I used to work at McDonald's. So, yeah. And they
Gross.
Do it. It's standard practice. But everyone, thank you so much. We appreciate it. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.